This morning, I'd like you to look with me at a proverb in 16, verse 20. The proverb is this: "He who handles a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he." Now, as we've been going through the Proverbs, we realize that most of the Proverbs have been set in contrast. The first half of the proverb is contrasted with the second half of the proverb, so that they've been contrasting the good and the evil, contrasting the wise and the foolish, contrasting the lazy and the diligent. Had this particular proverb been written in this same style of contrast, it would have read a little differently. "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, but he that handleth a matter foolishly shall find evil." That's the way it would have read had it been in the general style that Solomon had written the Proverbs, where he contrasted the wise with the foolish. "He that handleth a matter wisely shall find good." There is that which the world passes off for wisdom. In fact, the world has proverbs that it passes off as wisdom. But it should be noted that the Bible declares that many times the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. One of those proverbs that the world passes off for wisdom is, "Eat, drink, and be merry, for tomorrow we die." In other words, live it up while you have the opportunity. You may not be around near tomorrow. And the world passes that off as wisdom. But from a spiritual, biblical standpoint, we recognize that as total folly. When a person is faced with difficulties, tough decisions, obstacles that seem to be insurmountable, oftentimes the world in its wisdom will say to such an individual, "Believe in yourself. Reach within for that extra bit of strength. Believe that you can do it." And I can remember when a child reading the story of the little red engine, and there was this steep hill in front of it, and all of the other engines had failed to carry the cars over this steep hill, but the little red engine said, "I think I can, I think I can, I think I can, I think I can." And he went chugging over the hill, because he believed in himself. And thus the world seeks to impart this self-confidence kind of wisdom to people. That encouragement to positive thinking, believing in yourself, and believing that you can do it. That you can conquer anything if you'll just take a positive attitude towards it. And they seek to build self-confidence. Now, it is true that there are a lot of people who have such a negative attitude towards things, towards life itself, that really they do nothing. They're afraid to step out of the door of their house because there are so many dangers out on the street, and yet they're afraid to stay in their house because someone might rob it while they are there. And they have such a negative attitude that they never accomplish a thing. But true wisdom, handling a matter wisely, is not found in self-reliance, but reliance upon God. Jesus said, "Apart from me, you can do nothing." Now, that isn't really very encouraging for that one who says, "I think I can," or that one who is trusting in himself, in that inner strength, or whatever. However, in contrast to that statement of Jesus, "Apart from me, you can do nothing," he's talking about good. You can't do any good. You can do a lot of rot apart from him. In fact, everything you do apart from him is pretty rotten. But Paul the Apostle said, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." It's not looking to myself for the strength, but it is looking to Jesus Christ for the strength. And when I am trusting in the strength of Jesus Christ to handle a situation, I am handling that situation wisely. And he who handles a matter wisely shall find good. I'm very positive. Positive that I can't do anything worthwhile in and of myself. But I'm confident that if I will turn the situations in my life over to him, he will handle every matter for his glory. The wisdom of the world says, "I did it my way." And it extols the man who, against all the wishes of others and advice of others, all of the obstacles that he has faced, has the grit to just go ahead and do it his own way. And then can later brag about it, "I did it my way." The concern isn't so much of whether or not it was right or wrong. It's just that you did it the way you saw fit to do it. This is sort of an extension of existential philosophy. For if you did it your way and it was right to you, then it was right, no matter if it was wrong. If it was right to you, that's all that matters. How you feel about it is the important thing. If you feel good about it, good. You did it your way. You can be proud of that. Oh, yes, you messed up everything. You absolutely made a mess of the whole situation, but you did it your way. The man who handles a matter wisely, who finds good, is the man who says, "I did it his way." I sought the Lord for guidance. I sought the Lord for direction. And he showed me the path that I should take. And I did it his way. You find good. You see, the problem with doing it my way is that I don't have all the facts. The decisions that I make are many times on imperfect understanding of the situation. I have been fed many times partial information. I have these fellows around here. that are wanting some special project or whatever, and they come in and they give me partial information, just the information that would be affirmative towards the decisions that they want me to make. They don't give me all of the facts. And I've learned that I've got certain fellows on my staff, they never give me all of the facts. They only present those facts that are, you know, positive towards the action that they want me to take. And I've learned when these guys come in and they're saying, we need this, you know, and they give me all the reasons why we need it. I don't make decisions without, first of all, seeking the counsel of some of the other guys. Why do we need it? Or do we really need it? And so many times we make our decisions on partial information. And thus the decision that we make is many times wrong, because we weren't privy to all of the facts. When we make decisions, we're not always certain of what the outcome will be. It may look like a wise decision at the moment, but the outcome many times turns out to be disastrous. And we realize that wasn't a wise move. That was pretty stupid. Now, knowing that I am capable of making the wrong decision because I don't have all the facts, and knowing that I can make decisions that will turn sour and end up stupid, isn't it wise to seek the guidance of one who has all the facts and who knows what the outcome of every decision will be? To seek the guidance of the Lord. And he who handles a matter wisely will find good, but he won't do it his own way. He'll seek the guidance and he'll do it God's way. The world would have you to look within yourself for answers or for strength to conquer. We hear a lot today about self-reliance and about self-esteem. The building up of the human ego, which is nothing more than building up of pride. Just two verses earlier to the proverb that we are considering, there is another proverb that you have no doubt heard through the years. You may have heard it a little misquoted. But it is that proverb that pride goeth before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall. You usually have heard that pride goeth before a fall. Well, that's true. It's just putting the whole thing together. But pride goeth before destruction, a haughty spirit before a fall. The wisdom of the world says, trust in yourself. The Bible says, trust in God. The world says, believe in yourself. The Bible says, believe in God. The world says, you are wonderful. The Bible says, you're a sinner. Unless you repent, you're going to perish. The world says, you can do it. The Bible says, let God do it. The world says, discover how wonderful you are. The Bible says, discover how wonderful God is. The world says you need a change in your attitude. The Bible says you need a change in your heart. The world is encouraging you to discover the God within. But the true and the living God who created you said, there are no other gods beside me. There is none else. The world says that poor self-esteem is sin. God's word says that self-esteem is sin. If you handle a matter wisely, you will find good. But how can I be certain that I'm handling the matter wisely? I want to find good. But how can I be sure that I'm doing the wise thing? And so in the latter portion of this proverb, he gives us the answer. Whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. If I want to make sure that I'm handling the matter wisely, I need to just trust in the Lord. I need to just put it in his hands and trust in him. Now, notice that in the contrast that were made, the wisdom of the world would encourage you to trust in yourself, whereas the Bible encourages you to trust in the Lord, and that's what it all comes down to. Whether or not your confidence is in yourself or your confidence is in God, your trust is in yourself or your trust is in God. I have found that trusting in the Lord takes the worry out of the situation. Whenever I've made decisions on my own, I've always worried as to whether or not it was the right decision. Worried as to how it's going to come out. But when I seek the guidance of the Lord, and I make decisions according to as I feel God is leading me, then I commit the confidence, I commit in confidence the answers to God. I mean, whatever comes, God's purpose, God's will. I'm not worried about the outcomes if I've sought the guidance of God in the decision-making process. You say, but maybe you didn't hear God right. Maybe you made a mistake in what God was leading you to do. Maybe. But I am confident that if I have sought the guidance of God with a pure heart, if I have in all honesty said, God, please lead me and show me the right way, I'm confident that even if I misread God and I make the wrong decision because I am seeking his guidance, he'll overrule my wrong decision and he'll work it out for his glory. So it doesn't really matter if I make the wrong decision, if I am seeking God's guidance and direction for my life, and I've committed my life unto the Lord, even if I make wrong decisions, God will overrule that wrong decision, and he'll bring something good out of it. I have that kind of confidence in him. I have found that trusting in the Lord removes the fears. I was afraid that it was too much for me. I couldn't handle it. And indeed it was. But I turned it over to the Lord because I knew it wasn't too much for him. I knew that he could handle it. And turning it over to the Lord, I don't have to be afraid about it. Afraid whether or not I'll be able to make it, or afraid or not I'll have enough strength. I know I don't, but I know that he has enough strength. And so it takes the fear out of the situation as you put your trust completely in the Lord. Now, isn't it interesting that fear and worry are two emotions that are incompatible with happiness? Have you ever seen a person that was frightened who was happy? Oh, I'm so scared. No, happiness and fear are mutually exclusive, and the same with worry. When you're so worried about a situation, you can't be happy. It's incompatible with happiness. And when you are making decisions on your own and you're not certain of the outcome and you're worried about the outcome, you're fearful. You can't be happy. But when you have learned to commit your ways to the Lord and trust completely in him, and let him guide and direct the affairs of your life. Then you don't have to worry about the consequences. They're in God's hands. You don't have to fear what might happen because God is in control. And thus you can be happy. And thus I am happy, as I've learned to trust in the Lord. Now, I must confess to you that I do live a very positive life. I have a very positive attitude towards life. For I am positive that I have no power or ability within myself to handle correctly even the simplest of situations. But I am also positive that Jesus Christ, my Lord, can give to me the wisdom and the power that I need that will confound the wisest people on earth. And his help is more than sufficient for any problem that I may ever face. For through him, I am more than a conqueror over every natural or supernatural force that I might come up against. So I live a very positive life. I have a tremendously positive attitude towards life because my confidence is in the God who rules and reigns over all. I live a life of complete confidence. I'm confident that I can botch up anything. But that as I commit every situation to him, I know in whom I have believed, and I'm persuaded that he's able to keep those things that I put in his hands. And so I have tremendous confidence in God's ability just to take care of it all. But you see, the positive attitude isn't because I can do it. The confidence isn't because I will dig to that inner reserve and find, you know, that power. But the positive attitude comes from my knowledge and understanding of God's love and God's grace towards me. And my confidence comes in God's ability, for he is able to do exceeding abundantly above anything I could ask or think. I have tremendous self-esteem. Not because I'm wonderful, and I don't look in the mirror and say, my, you're wonderful. You're so handsome, you dog, you know. I don't indulge in that kind of folly. My self-esteem arises from the fact that God made me special and unique. He didn't make anyone else in this whole world just like me. I'm distinct, separate, and a unique creation of God. And that he loves me so much that when I messed up my life through rebellion against him, became alienated from him, he still loved me so much, thought so highly of me, that he sent his only begotten Son to take my sin and to redeem me from my sin in order that he might adopt me as his child. The fact that God would think that much of me to send his Son so that he could adopt me to become a son of God makes me realize that there's a tremendous value here that God has placed, for God values me. And that's the basis of my esteem for myself. It's that God esteems me so highly. Not that I see any worth or value to myself or in myself, but God sees it and has sent his Son to provide. Now, the Bible says, he who handles a matter wisely shall find good. Handling the matter wisely is by trusting in the Lord, committing it to the Lord. So the second half of the proverb, whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. We sang this morning, it is joy unspeakable. Another translation would be joy indescribable. Happy is he. The man who has come to trust in the Lord, happy is he. I am a very happy man. More than that, my life overflows with joy. Joy that is indescribable, joy that is full of glory. For I've come to trust in the Lord. And I've come to place all of the issues of my life in his hands, that he might guide me according to his wisdom. And thus I am assured that I am handling the matters wisely. And I will have to confess, it's good. I have discovered good. A good life. A happy life. Trusting in the Lord. We each of us have to face those many decisions in life every day. We each of us experience those same kind of problems that create pressures. It's all in the way in which we handle them. Do I try within myself to find some secret inner reserve to discover that God within me so that I am able to meet these crises and overcome? Or do I look to the true and the living God to take me by the hand, to lead me in this path of life, to guide me with his counsels, to show me his ways? He who handles a matter wisely is the one who puts his trust in the Lord. May God help us to do that today, that we might find good and that we might find that joy from knowing I did it the right way because I gave it to him. Shall we pray? Father, give us, Lord, that wisdom which is from above, that is peaceable, that is right, that is easily entreated. And may we walk, Lord, in that path of trust and confidence in you, knowing, Lord, you love us. Knowing, Lord, you are able to take care of us no matter what circumstances we may be facing. Teach us your ways. Lead us in your paths, for they are good. In Jesus' name, amen. Life is life. That's a proverb. And in life, you cannot escape decisions. You cannot escape hard decisions. Decisions upon which your future is in jeopardy or will be benefited. This week, you're going to be facing situations that are going to call for certain decisions. Matters are going to come in your path that you're going to have to deal with. If you deal with them wisely, you will find good. If you deal with them foolishly, you can find yourself in a total mess before the week is over. If you're in a total mess by the end of the week, you're not going to be very happy. But if you trust in the Lord, you will be happy because He will guide you in the handling of all your matters. It's a matter of commitment, the commitment of my life to God, placing the whole decision-making processes in His hands, seeking His guidance, His direction. An earlier proverb was, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not to your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your path. That's the key. That's how to handle a matter wisely. Trusting in God, not yourself. You'll come out on top. May we do that this week in the matters that we face, that we might find good.